And so therefore, we're going to be Ben this morning. So the next year after this will be Dalet Iyar. Dalet Iyar will be the next year after this. Dalet Iyar. So I may take a bit of liberty to go a bit longer than usual just to finish off what we need to be finished. And please, if you need to leave, please leave. I have known to be speaking to just a recorder in the past. It doesn't bother me. Okay, so let's wrap up a few shilas in Hilchos Stocka, which is this is what this time of year is very applicable for. So let's start with our some shilas from last week. We left a bit hanging. So we have this situation of Erev Yom Kippur. Reuven's on the way to his mikveh. He gets a phone call. Can you please donate some stock of money to our important charity? You do that, you'll save your neshama, your life. It's Yom Kippur. No? So you say, okay, you caught me in a good mood, $1,000. Now after Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, Yom Kippur went well. He's now forgotten exactly which charity he actually donated that $1,000 to. So what is he supposed to do? So Tosus, as we mentioned last week, let's see the Tosus inside, in Erechim, says the following, a machlokas bali Tosus. Rabbeinu Baruch Pirish, and the Gemara over there, Rabbeinu Baruch explains, that once you make a pledge of stocker to a certain charity, mutzah l'shanus mamish l'mitzah acheres, since you made a pledge and haven't yet given it, you can actually change the destination of where it's heading. Originally you said you're going to give the poor people, you could decide, no, I'm going to give that money instead, no problem, because it hasn't yet gone anywhere, it's just a pledge. Call karma to the horse, as long as it hasn't yet gone to the Gabbai stocker, fine. But Tosis says, that's Rabbeinu Baruch. Avalishna Lashanuso, but the Loshan to change of the Gemara, Lomashma came is not, the translation of Rabbeinu Baruch doesn't fit in so nicely. The Lomashma, I understand that what you're allowed to do is borrow it for yourself and eventually give that stocker to the original destination. But of course, you cannot change the destination of your pledge. Your pledge was a certain charity, it has to get there someday. Just calls money, hasn't yet gone to the Gabbai stocker. You're allowed to borrow the money for yourself and then pay it back to that destination, but it has to get there. Doesn't pay it. You didn't pay the pledge. You haven't given any money over.
You just said you borrow
it
for yourself.
Yes.
Going to use that money for another one?
No. Just personally.
Use it in
the
meantime.
No, very good. He's allowed to do that. But you cannot change the destination of the stock. So there are Chora, Ashayla, I just want to say Ashayla before you say, wait a minute. Ashayla, it's only on these two balitosis. You said $1,000, don't know which charity, forgotten which charity. Well, you know what, it doesn't really matter. Because I'll just say, it goes to this charity, that's good enough, whatever, even if it wasn't that charity which I pledged on Erev Yom Kippur, doesn't matter, I'll give the $1,000, I'll give it, because I promise. I'll give it to this charity, and even it doesn't matter if it's not the right charity. Now that's only true if you held like Rebbeinu Baruch. But if you hold like Tosus, that says, whatever you pledge to, has to get, it doesn't help now to say, well, I'll just give it to him. No, you have to get the right mark. And then later, the Chatzim Sofer we saw last week, Paskens, that since it's a Shiloh of a Deraisa, Nadorin, it's a Deraisa if you get it wrong, we have to go to Chumra, which means we have to make sure that it gets to the right destination, and therefore if it could be 24 destinations, you have to give $24,000. Okay? That's...
That he doesn't when you make a pledge, you expect them, since he can take all of him, to know who he Kabbalah or whatever it is on an envelope, and until he gets that, maybe that pledge, maybe the member is not for you.
Where does this come from, to your statement? Why shouldn't it be come?
Why shouldn't it be come? Because
Okay.
Can he wait though for a year or something without worrying about the
offer? It's got problems. He has to make sure it gets there before the time allotment over comes about. Time allotments we know is a year.
Okay.
Maybe the time allotment.
It's also for the dog. Once you make a need. Yeah. You can. $24,000. You fulfill it. Yes, he says. I had the Chassid Sofer's Loshen Kodesh of his was last week. You know, in the ballpark, there's only 24, not the 50. So you have to give 24?
Okay, so let's say you're talking about it happened today. So there could be 50,000 of them. So you know it's impossible for you to be Mekayim, all of them. Do you have to give to any of them?
What do you mean you're 50,000?
There's 50,000 Mosdots out there. It could have been any one of them.
It could be, but you know you would not give $1,000 to 50,000.
No.
In the ballpark of your $1,000, you have... Yeah, there's a poverty charity. There's poverty charities. I would give this. But this one, I would never give $1,000 to this one.
No,
this one I know that I could have given. This one I could have given.
All right, let's say it was $100. It was $100, and there's 50,000 Mosdots out there. Could have been any one of them calling me on Erev Yom Kippur.
Yes. So what's so, the... Why so, does... Since so what's the there?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
The difference is, I don't have enough to give all of them.
Okay.
So do I have to give any of them? Because I'm not going to be Mekayim the Sofik Daraisa anyway.
You have to Mekayim the Sofik Daraisa.
I can't. I don't have it.
Well, over time, you can...
No, I don't.
Over the years. How many years? I'm never...
Let's say it comes out to a million...
Win the pools.
What? But if I don't, until that point...
Okay, but you have to start.
Do I have to start?
Why not? You may get the right target.
No, because the whole point is the Yotzei Safek Grais Lechomer.
And therefore I may have written... If I do nothing, then I'm for sure not being
Yotzei. Oh, I can give to one.
I can give to one. And then
now it's already a topic.
I can give also to two.
Maybe I did.
You have to keep going until your ability.
I don't know.
Yes.
And someone calls him out of the blue, he must know him. Because if he doesn't know him...
Don't know him, I know the charity. I know the charity. I know what the charity represents, yes. But there's 24 of those which I don't.
Isn't there to hear that a person expects a reminder that my
dad... We'll get to your point soon, because unluckily it makes no difference, your statement.
So I'm irrelevant.
Not irrelevant. I don't like telling people stuff. So that's where we're in the middle of this situation over there. Now, let's go to Rav Jungerman. What's Rav Jungerman's shaila of last week? Shaila is like this. A younger man from Bnei Barak, which means an Avreich, came to Etzel to collect money. He went to give his house, pressed on the intercom, and said, "No, who is it?" He said, "Younger man from Bnei Barak." He said, "Come in." Goes up, sees the gabbai of the Oshir, and he hands him an envelope. And he disappears. It's got an envelope. Stalker. Then half an hour later, Rav Jungerman from Bnei Barak, who's the head of hundreds of charities which he's in charge of in Bnei Barak, comes for his annual donation from the Gevir. He puts on the intercom and says, "Who is it?" "Rav Jungerman from Bnei Barak." "Hello, you were here half an hour ago." "No, I wasn't." They come in, the Gevir is actually there now, and he recognizes Rav Jungerman and said, "What happened?" And they realize that the previous one, where the Gabbai Soker gave out the money, was not a Rav Jungerman, but a younger man from the neighborhood. Okay? And what was the amount? $30,000. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, famous story.
I just want to know if the Gabbai keep his job.
So the Oshir turns around. The Oshir turns around to Rav Jungerman and says, "Look, I've already given the 30,000 out. I'm not going to give out more. Here, you've got 2,000 this year. That's my quota this year. 2,000. So the question is, can you do such a thing, this Oshir? What did he pledge to Rav Yungerman? $30,000. Did he give it to him? No, he didn't give it to him. So therefore, it should be the same halacha we just said. You made that pledge. You know, and here, you know who it's supposed to be to. You can't change that pledge, because so if it arises, we have to go lukumra and say you're not allowed to change the pledge. And here, you haven't, don't know, why you know that you haven't given it. So now you have to go, you have to give.
Why is it a suffix?
Because there's a machlokas balitosin. Okay.
No. Why is that one Tony and Tosfos? He knows that he didn't give it to the person he pledged it to.
He knows he didn't give it to the person, but he wants to change it. If you hold like Rabbeinu Baruch, you can say, okay, I've changed my mind. You might be hold like the Tosis, you can't change your mind. And we say, you can't change your mind, because the Raisa, you have to be Machmir. He didn't change his mind. He could turn around and say, I gave the 30,000 to the other thing, and you're not getting 30,000.
But that wasn't changing it. Changing it is.
Doesn't matter. Now he's changing his mind. Doesn't matter.
So now he can give another 30,000 to the other guy.
No. Fine. So therefore, not that, we'll talk about this in a bit. Yeah? So, Lachora, he's not allowed to give just 2,000. He has to give 30,000. You say, Matir Neta. We learned last week, it works for Matir Neta, but no, Talmud Chochom will Matir Neta, because the Talmud Chochom will Matir Neta, or Soka, it says the Halacha, he's put in Chayram. Because he's stopping Stoker getting money. Okay? So therefore, now you're in a situation. So those are two shilas, similar, slightly different. Let's see what the results of them are. So you'll stop. Let's start with Rav Yungerman's shilas. It says in Shulchan Aruch number 2 on your Maramokim, in your Odeh, Sif your base over there, the Hilchos Taka, it says, Oma liten lachaver matona. You said to a friend, I'm going to give you a present. I'm going to give you a present. Imhu oni, if your friend happens to be an oni, Havikaneza la stoker, then that promise means you've made a statement and giving stoker. V'osa lasa, you can't go back on it. You can't go back on it. Now, what can we clear over here with our case of Rav Yungerman, which may help us out based on a diuk that we learn out from this Shulchan Aruch?
Sounds like Hosea like Tosos, not very aware.
Fine. Osa lasa, legami, that means you can't, maybe it means, fine. But we're already past that stage. Chassidim said you can't change your mind. Fine. But let's make a dip from the Shulchan Aruch that can help Rabbi Yungerman, the case of the Oshin and Rabbi Yungerman.
If it's not an Oni, then it's not an Oni.
In order that this called Nidrei Stoker is a very specific case, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if he's an Oni. Now what is Rabbi Yungerman? Rabbi Yungerman is an Oni, is not an Oni.
Shliach for him.
What does Rabbi Yungerman represent? What is his charity that he is collecting from? For what is he collecting for, Rabbi Yungerman?
If it's for Ani, then he would be the non.
So who was he collecting for? I said last week. Who was he collecting for? He has lots of kolos and yeshivas and that institutions.
A lot of them are Aniim.
Are they? Is that called Aniim or not called Aniim? Is that called a name?
He's supporting his kula.
How much money they have?
What an ani is someone gets from the tampoi?
Yeah.
I'm sure some of them get from the tampoi.
Yeah, but he's supporting his kula.
But some of those younger mothers,
yeah. We want to have an oni for this halachas that we discussed. Can't change, can't do anything. It's talking about an oni.
Yeah,
it's talking about oni. You have real government oni, he didn't sub sort of oni. Is his institutions on him?
No, some of the people are on the side.
But who is he giving the money to? To the people in the institutions or the institutions?
The
institutions. Are the institutions Aniyim?
No, many institutions are. Don't have to be Aniyim. The institutions are a bar mitzvah. The only reason he says Aniyim is because...
So you say loved after. You say loved after.
The only Chavdeiro is to be a bar mitzvah.
So I'm allowed to interrupt you straight away. Let's look at the Shavus Yaakov.
Okay.
Shavus Yaakov says, put down the Pesach Shiva over there. Zim Eino Oni. If he's not an Oni... Even though the person you promised the money to is a Talmud Chacham, you can be retract. In order for this halacha to apply, it's not good enough. It's a mitzvah.
By giving to the Torah.
This is a mitzvah, yes. Halacha to the Torah. It's not good enough. Not good enough to be a mitzvah. In order that you're stuck, it has to be an oni. Otherwise, it's not an oni.
If it's a poor Talmud Chacham, then it would work.
What? Is Rabbi Yungelman a poor Talmud Chacham?
He's representing many Talmud Chacham. Some of them are poor.
He's representing no person. He's representing institutions.
They cannot be defined as an oni. Institutions don't go
through. So therefore, we, in theory now, have got a get-out for the Osher. When he says, "Ah, yeah, I promised Rabbi Yungelman 30,000, and I haven't done that. But it's not something that I'm bound to with my pledge, because bounds are pledges by to a name. And he's not an oni," says the Shmuz Yaakov.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
$30,000, it's more than
100. But the Osher doesn't do that. The Osher says, okay, it was a mistake, but the Abbot, he can have the money, this Avrich, whoever it is. You getting 2,000. That's what he says.
Oh, yeah.
That's
based on
this lesson. That's what he said, that the Abbot, he can have it?
Yeah.
But I'm asking whether the Avrich has
an application. Not if the Osher is masking.
He doesn't know he's
masking. He's a masker. He doesn't know, but Osher is masking. Yeah.
Who asked the question here? The usher? Or the...
You'll see the end of the story. Well, who asked exactly the question over here? Okay. That's the Shus Yaakov. Comes along the Knesset Hagadola in his Sefer, Simon Kuf Chafei. Beautiful Sefer written on Shulchan Aruch. And he writes, on this Shulchan Aruch, he writes, to who adin imam akabo ba'alei Torah, Labdaka Oni, even if he's not Oni, he's just somebody who represents Torah. Mishum Mitzah to eight, Chayim Hi Lamachazikim Bo. Once you promise money to somebody who is Torah, even if he's not an Oni, it has this halacha you can't change, because it's also a Mitzah, because eight, Chayim Machazikim Bo. Ein Yochel Lachzibo. It has the same requirements as pledging for an oni. Once you make that pledge, you cannot retract for that pledge. Even if he's not oni, it's called just supporting Torah. He can't retract.
You have the same problem you have with the oni. That is, he's giving up to an institution, and institution itself is not... Let me finish.
No, I already lost it. I don't need to let you finish. Why? Because I already understand what you're saying. So I'm going to answer you. I'm not going to ignore you. Says to Knesset Gedolah, what's the mitzvah that stops you retracting? Not because it's a human being, and the human being is a mitzvah. He says, the money you pledge is to support Torah.
It's like a grandmother.
It doesn't matter. Any money which is there to help Torah is under the mitzvah Eitz Chaim Hi. So it doesn't matter if it's an institution or person, it's the mitzvah of Eitz Chaim Hi, the Mazikim Bo, that says stops you retracting from that kiyum of that mitzvah. Yes. And so will you. That's the show. Now, so therefore, our get out has become weak, because it's not a unanimous agreement over here whether you can say, well, you're not an oni. No, Knesset Gedolah doesn't help to say he's not an oni. He's still got this problem of retracting.
That's a mistake, Seiko. Something one, you hold a toaster of Bainabara, and something two, you hold that it's an oni or not an oni.
Say
Kimle. No, this is your day. It's not Koshi Mishpat.
But we're talking about a Koshi Mishpat.
No,
we're talking about Sofik Deraisa Lechubra. Not Hamotzi Mechaveh Olivarai. Not doing Hamotzi Mechaveh. That we said last week clearly, Nadorim is in the concept of Sofik Deraisa Lechubra.
The Sveik Sveik under the Raisa, I believe the Shah says Sveik Sveik even a Kalkum Klopis of Oskim.
Not a good thing to do. Firstly, if you remember the Chassid Sofer last week, he also lechora has the Sveik, and he still says, "Give out your $24,000."
How do you
Okay.
How do you find
Baal
Tzara? That is, goes there to keep the, anything that increases the Torah in Kamas or in Eichas in this world, quality or in time, through your money, that's called Eis Chai Mazikin Bon. You're helping Torah be perpetuated in this world.
Yeah? Sam Sofer might have been dealing with his Venoni.
You see over there, he's not talking about somebody gets an aliyah, and he made a donation at his aliyah, and he forgot of which charity of the community he gave it to. To the mikveh, to the Beis HaKnesset, he forgot it. Okay. Okay. So, let's go forwards in our search for clarity. So let's look at a very interesting Gemara in Gittin. First, I'll let you guess what this has got to do with us, and then I'll tell you what's got to do with us. Number four, Yomar Mokum Gittin Daf Lamed Omet Aleph. There's a Mishnah there. Hamalva Mos Esakoen Vesalev Vesaoni Yos Mafish on Mechelkom. You make a deal with one of three people. You make a deal. You come to the Kohen, and he says, "I'm going to lend you money." And payment, you know what's going to be? Payment? Eventually, I'm going to have, in my field, truma to give. That truma, I'm going to relate to as yours, because you're Kohen. And therefore, I don't going to come for you for payments. I'm going to take that truma as payment, because it's yours. You owe me money. Truma is yours. You're paying with the truma.
Is he a Kohen or is he Israel?
If I'm Israel, I'm going to sell it to another Kohen. Mine now. I have ownership over it. I can sell it to another Kohen. Yes. Once the Kohen gives me truma, and I can sell it to another Kohen. Can't eat it myself if I'm Israel. No. Same deal with the Levi. Go to the Levi, lend him money, and say, "Well, you're going to have to get Meiser Rishon for me. I'm going to take that payment." And similarly with the Oni, I go to him, lend you money. Eventually, I'm going to have Meiser Oni for my field. I'm going to take the Meiser Oni as payment for the debt you owe me. No ribbons if they're the right price. Okay, make sure it doesn't. Says the Mishnah, and we're not choshes. Maybe the Kohen died in the meantime, or the Levi died in the meantime, or the Oni became rich. We're not choshes. People don't come rich. That's the Mishnah.
Okay?
If you're Oni, not choshes, he becomes an Oshi. Interesting statement. Okay. So Adam Gemara has a problem. The Gemara says on the Mishnah, "Afa gabda lo osa liyota." I don't understand. How can you take payment for the debt the Kohen owes you from the Truma or from the Levi, from the Maisa, or the Oni from the Maisa Oni? Those items which you're taking as payment never actually got to that Kohen, Levi, and Oni.
Well, you can accept it for him, no?
How can I say it for me? It's mine in any case. You can't kohen for myself.
Well, no, it's not yours. It's a machlokes. It's annoying if it's yours.
You can't
kohen.
You don't know how much it is. You don't know when it's
going to happen. No, now, when it happens, I can accept it for the kohen on behalf of him.
No, that's my sin. No. He was mucking his mice into ship to him with a Kenyan sutta. Made a Kenyan with somebody else.
No, how much?
So therefore, what the facts? Let me repeat the facts since you don't understand the facts. I lent money to the Kohen, $1,000 to the Kohen. The Kohen owes me $1,000. I tell him, don't worry. You'll pay back, not with the truma in my field. The truma in my own field. Okay? So now, that's the Gemara's question. How can you take payment from the truma in your own field on behalf of the Kohen's debt if the Kohen himself doesn't have the truma yet? He never got to him. You have to give it to him and then you can take it. You're not going to just take it for yourself. Let's see what the answer to the Gemara. Omar Rav says, Rav, I'll give you an answer. Makira Kohuna Levia. We're talking about a situation that this Kohen and Levi you're doing business with is the Kohen and Levi that you've always given your Trumas and Mises for the last 20 years. There's no other Kohen and Levi on your windscreen. Yeah, window screen. Yeah? Wherever it is. This is the Kohen Levi. There's no such other Kohen Levi. There's only one Kohen Levi in Klal Yisrael for me. So therefore, since that's true, a chiddush of the Gemara Matir Kuna, I can look at this truma as already yours, because there's no such other Kohen Levi. And since it's already yours, I can take it as paper.
But when you made the role, it didn't exist.
Don't have to be existing. I'm not saying I own it then. I'm just going to say when it comes, it's going to be yours and take it as payment.
And how are you going to adjust it to the price? Get rid of this.
Okay, I'll work it out. Technical issues you're bringing up. You can get around technical issues. Okay, now, what's the major kasha on this answer of Rav? Brilliant!
What did he say?
Brilliant, spot on, straight away.
What did he say?
What about the
Oni? What about the Oni? He had three questions. He didn't come to the Kohen, didn't come to the Levi, he didn't come to the Oni. So Rav said, brilliant answer. It did come to the Kohen, it did come to the Levi, because that's the Kohen and Levi I always deal with. Why didn't you, what's the Oni answer? The Oni's also in the Mishnah. But what did Rav say? Makira Kohuna Belevia. He didn't mention Makira Oni. He didn't say the word Oni. Why didn't he say it? Says the Shut Pri Yitzhak the following statement. Belo Chash Letaretz Yisrael Oni. He didn't talk about the Oni. Ela Karchach. Yisrael Belav Hochi Lo Kasha Midi. You know why? If he's an Oni, there's no kasha in the first place if he's an Oni. Because since he says, you know what? I'm going to give the Maisa Oni to you. Once he says that statement, I'm going to give that Maisa Oni, my field, to you and then take it as payment. Once he says, I'm going to give it to you, he can't change. He can't go Basi Shah in time. He can't give it to another Oni. So Kohen and Levi, Embo Mishim Uchusam Ona. Yeah, Kohen and Levi, you can change. Because they're not Oniim. And he had, well, you had to come with a teret that he's your Kohen for Levi for 20 years. Masha came by Oni to Matam Neta. But with the Oni, he didn't have the kasha in the first place. Of course it belongs to the Oni. Because I have to give it to him. Because it's Neta. Fine. So therefore, so better than the Teretz of Makir Kuna. What's Makir Kuna? I always deal with him. I deal with the others. I don't need that Teretz Oni because I have to give it to him. There's no other Oni in the world for me. Why? Because I said I'm going to give it to him. Like I said, the statement, a stalker, I'm going to give it to Mr. Oni. You can't change your mind.
That sounds like Joseph.
Okay. So that's like Joseph for now. Now, what's the question?
Why is it any more nether for the Oni than the coin?
He's saying something brilliant. Got people brilliant tonight.
Unusual, but.
He preempted my question. Let me say my question, and he's got his already. He's the question. His question is my question. Very good. You give an answer. Oni, there's no question, because what she's saying, give it to him, can't change. Kohen and Levi, you can. And therefore you have to come up with a 20 years cycle answer. Okay. But, what's Kohen and Levi? What is Kohen and Levi? What is it? What did I say? I'm going to give the Truma to the Kohen. I'm going to give the Maisa Rishon to the Levi. No, what's that? Nidre Mitzvah as well. Okay.
No, but they're not poor.
But even the Ani is only Nidre Mitzvah because the Maiser Ani is not mine. That the stalker part is not my
Nidre. At this stage, it's not a question. Because we said every Mitzvah you can change, except for Niim, or Chazokas and Terah. Okay. So Cohen and Levi are not Chazakas of Torah. I've got a question. Who says he's not an Oni?
Who? The Cohen or the Levi?
Maybe the Cohen is an Oni.
Which one answers for all cases?
Maybe the Cohen is
an
Oni.
Maybe he's not.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he's not. So
why didn't Rab just say, if he's ready saying, a Kinta, this is the Cohen I dealt with 20 years, say different, a Kinta. This Cohen is an Oni. This Levi is an Oni. It doesn't say in the Mishnah anything. If I'm really ready saying a Kinta, then the Mishnah only applies to a case where I've dealt with a Cohen and Levi for 20 years, and that's when the Mishnah makes sense. I can say another Kinta, an easier Kinta. Because why is it easier? Because that's where you understood the Oni in the first place. Cohen and Levi also mean.
So the answer is,
we have to say Cohen and Levi.
What's the difference?
If they're Oni, they would fall into the category of Oni.
Yeah, so therefore that's the answer. So why do you have a question? Cohen means Truma, Levi means Maisa Rishon, and Oni means Maisa Oni. And all of them could be a scenario where they're all in him, and once I've promised them whatever is the thing, I can't change. Why didn't Rav say that's what the Mishnah is talking about?
It's not the case he's talking about.
It's not the case he's talking about 20 years. He also doesn't know what the Mishnah is talking about. He's just saying, you have to say it's talking about 20 years. There's no dick in the Mishnah that's talking about a 20 year Oni, a Levi, a Cohen. Just says, I have to say the Teretz.
My case is Truma, not Stuffa. I'm giving you Truma, that's not Stuffa.
Truma to who? To an Oni.
Neither is the Maaser Oni. It's not Stuffa, it's Maaser Oni. It's not my giving you something that's mine. No, it's absolutely not. It's not stuck either. It's something I have a chiv to give you. It's me din meiser.
But at the end of the day, who benefits the money?
It's different. This is meiser ani. We're not talking about meiser we give. Meiser ani means a tenth of the crops that I grow.
Okay. But again, I'm very impressed with the chibur. Let us go over the page to number 6.
Very smart people.
So Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's why we're able to have you join. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says like this. I'm going to read it. You're going to explain it. Sorech Loma. You have to say. Delo Zomi Klau Maisa. That is not comparable at all. Stoker to Maisa. Stoker and Maisa are two different things. Stoker, Ika HaMitzah Umishum Anias HaOni. Stoker, the definition of the mitzvah stoker is the mitzvah is because what caused the mitzvah of stoker? What causes it? What brings it on? There's a poor person, and okay, so he's poor. So therefore, I have to do a mitzvah. V'lo Mishum HaMomon. It's not that my money makes me do a mitzvah. It's the fact that there's an oni over there that makes me do a mitzvah. Mitzvah zugomas who are near oni. What causes the mitzvah stocky? The fact there's an oni who's poor. That causes me to have a mitzvah. Lechein, zokaber oni zeh. Therefore, as soon as I say that I'm giving my money to that oni, he's already zocher in it. I can't change. Kevin shem mitzvah litzah no lemaz chasona. What's the mitzvah? To fill up the hole. He has a hole, has to fill it up. Call Yitzhak Muslim the Fanasar. Hope Kaiso have a mitzvah to fill up this hole. And mitzvah, Shanodha Tavar mitzvah. And therefore, when you decide this, I'm doing the hole filling, that's it. You fill it all, this is your hole to fill. You have to do it. Mashain came Bamaisa and Shuma. That's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah, maisa and truma, is on the money, it's on the food, on the chesed. That's what causes it. So therefore, even although I promised my maisa and truma to a kohen who's an oni or a levi is an oni, I can change. I can change.
He's not
talking about Meister Kassam
here, not Truma Meister.
No, he's not talking about Meister Kassam. He's talking about Meister. He's going on this.
No, it's not Meister Kassam.
Meister. Talking about Meister. He's looking for the previous lines you'll see. Okay. So what has he said? So there's a difference between the mitzvah truma and maisis, which is my chiyuv because of my money makes me have this chiyuv. Oh, I've got food, so I have to give out this food to find the limits. And therefore, even though I said, oh, I'm going to fulfill my mitzvah on my money by giving it to Oni, you can change your mind. He said, oh, I'm not going to do the mitzvah with my food to that Oni. I can change it to another Kohen, even if he's not an Oni now. I promised the first Kohen who's an Oni, I can go to a Kohen which is now Oshi. Of course, when I haven't given it, I can change. Because the mitzvah is not to fill up his hole. The mitzvah is just to give my money to a Kohen.
Get rid of your money.
Get rid of my money. Masha came with stalker. The mitzvah is, there's a hole, fill up holes. You promised to fill up this hole. You can't say now, well, I'm not going to fill that hole, I'm going to go to that hole. No, it's too late. The mitzvah you read in Thursday Nations is different. This hole is different from that hole. That hole you promised to do can't be fulfilled with the hole of somebody else. That hole you have to fill up. What you promised, you have to keep that hole.
According to the Rashi,
there's no loss, and therefore, what is the chesed for that halacha? In other words, if there's a change in position, this ami relies on this promise, and he goes out and buys a refrigerator. That's one thing. We're not talking about that.
So what you're asking about stalker? This is a din and hilchos stalker. This is called nidre stalker. What's nidre stalker? Which you can't change. It means once you promise to fill up a hole, which a whole Klai Yisrael have, but you've said, I'm doing this hole, that's your job. Everywhere, all Klai Yisrael's out, you're in, and you can't now go to anywhere else, because this is now specifically your mitzvah. Come on. So therefore.
Right, so according to Rav Shulchan Aruch, if theoretically there were no aniyim, I wouldn't have to give my serenity, it wouldn't be tevel, I could just eat it right away.
Yeah, that's what you say. Yeah.
It's a chiddush.
It's not tevel. Some people, kashrus authorities, let me give you an insight. Some kashrus authorities, they do not give my son. Now this.
They don't mafrish?
They mafrish by just designating it where
right.
It is.
They don't give it. Don't give it. But you have to be mafrish.
Maybe you still have to be mafish. Maybe it's too halakim because there's discussion, but it's too far. The hafoshim and the sinah, and this is the mix and the sinah. This is the mix. Okay, two halakim. Okay. Now, so therefore, that answers up the question in the Mishnah. Rav says, I've got a problem. I haven't got a problem with the oni, because what you promised the oni. That's it. You can't change your mind. You have to fill up his hole. That's it. You have to fill it. No chance to change your mind. Therefore, it's his already, and therefore you can take it as payment for as the maaser on it. It's his already. But with trumas and maasers, to Kohen and Levim, how's it theirs? Even if they're near him, it's not theirs.
Okay.
I can still change, even if they're near him. Because the mitzvah is not to fill up the hole. The mitzvah is just to get rid of my trumas and maasers to Kohen and Levim. I can always change to another one. Says Rav. Oh, there we have to be talking about a Levi and a Kohen which you always give them for the last 20 years, and there's no other Levi and Kohen in the world in your life. You don't see any of them. But there we had a kasha, and there we had to come and answer. But only we didn't, because they're the mitzvahs to fill up the hole.
But my surrounding, you're also discharging your.
No. That's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that my Oni is also in the kasha of your stalker, and it's also to fill up the hole of the Oni.
Okay.
Okay. So now, so let me ask you this question now. We see you can change your mind by mitzvahs of Tumas and Mises, and you can't change your mind by stalker. You cannot change your mind by stalker, and the Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch is also Maisa Oni, is in the stalker category. Now, what did this Osher by Rav Jungerman promise? What did he promise? How much money?
30,000.
And why is he not giving 30,000 now? What's he saying now?
He doesn't have any more.
He's out of retirement. More of what?
More of his money.
He's got plenty of money. He's an Osher. He's got plenty of money. Sorry, this 30,000 won't make a dent in his own personal fortune. But he says he hasn't got any more. What does he hasn't got any more?
Budget is for tzedakah.
What's his budget stocker based on?
Maisik
Sofen. So what did the Osher promise Rav Jungerman?
Maisik Sofen.
He promised $30,000 from his Maisak Sofen. That's what he promised.
And therefore, it's not a net.
So therefore, the question is Maisak Sofen promise of the designation, where this Maisak Sofen is going? Is that in the category of stalker and you can't change?
No.
Or is it in the category of trumas and mices and you can change?
You can.
Very few shittas that hold mices stalking is mamish mice.
It works the same way, that's the question.
But before we get there, his question was simply...
Mice stuff doesn't work like mice, because every change of hands you have to give mice again. It doesn't work like that.
Stop jumping. He's asking very simple.
I'm not the one who's jumping.
I'm nervous. The Rav asked a very simple question. This is falling to the category generally, but I'm going to. In Meiser or in the Nether? It sounds more like.
Is Meiser Sofen money there to fill up the holes of a Niyam? Or is a Chiv on the money to be given out to do a mitzvah with?
Let's find out what Maisik Sofen is.
You know what Maisik Sofen is?
10-20%.
What's Maisik Sofen? Eric. Okay, let's decide. What's Maisik Sofen? I'll give you the basics. What Maisik Sofen is? You make money. What's Maisik Sofen say when you make money?
20%. That's a rubber nut.
It can be deraisa once you know it. Everyone agrees it's deraisa once you practice it. Okay.
Once you what?
Once you actually practice it, it comes a deraisa.
It's midorabanan and neder. Practicing is only midorabanan.
It's deraisa. Okay. Once you activate it. Now what is it? It says you got 100,000 coming, dollars or shekels, whatever you want to say. What does Maisik Sofen mitzvah? Okay. What does Maisik Sofen say? What does the mitzvah Maisik Sofen say?
10-20%.
That 10%, 20%, depending on what type of person you are.
Maisik is 10%. Some people.
Yeah. Okay. Says 10% now has to doesn't belong to you. You haven't got rights to use it. You have now rights to decide where it goes. Where does it have to go? Doesn't have to go to Aniyim, because it mitzvahs, any type of mitzvahs. Azokas and Torah, mikvahs, shuls,
children,
son-in-laws.
So it's paying up your school fees in a type where you don't have to pay the school fees. All different I have a whole lot of shiur and mitzvahs because I'm in this.
What about helping your kids?
Okay, positive. Okay, so what is that? Is that a mitzvah to fill up holes of Aniyim? Or is that mitzvah on your money that now you have to dish out?
It's a mitzvah on your money, and depending on how you use it, you might be b'chaim, a mitzvah seder oraisa of tzedakah.
Okay, so which does it more comparable to your maaser rishon and truma type of mitzvah, or your stocker type of mitzvah?
Maaser rishon and truma.
And therefore, when I promise to give my maaser ksofen money to an oni, can I change my mind?
Yes.
Okay, so therefore, no problem for the gvir to say to a younger man, you're not stalker, and you're just my mitzvah of fulfilling my Maisak Sofen. Yes, I promised my Maisak Sofen to go to you, but it's not to fill up holes. It's just for me to makai my mitzvah Maisak Sofen. I can now change my mind. I haven't got the restriction of not changing minds. That restriction of not changing minds when I have to fill up holes. I'm not mechuyev to fill up your hole.
At the final line? Or
yes, that's the final line in that case.
Really?
Okay.
It's almost 9:15. Do you have to make phone calls?
It's
9:05.
That's when it's not. You're not using your Maisak Sofen for Chazakah. Whenever you're doing your using Maisak Sofen, that the mitzvah I'm fulfilling is getting rid of my Maisak Sofen. Whether I'm promising it to Stoker, whether I'm promising to Chazakah Sater, I'm not doing it to fulfill a holes up of Torah or encourage Torah. Or to fill up the hole of the Oni, I'm doing it to fulfill the giving out of my Maisak Sofen. Maisak Sofen, mitzvah, I can change.
So, someone makes a pledge on Purim, which is not supposed to be part of Maisak Sofen, then you'd be bound by it to that destination?
Why isn't the pledge on Purim supposed to be bound?
That's where I saw that, the minimum amount you give on Purim.
Oh, more than half a shekel.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Very small.
Right, the minimum shear, that you can't change. If you say, I'm giving my Matanos Lavronim to this place,
then you'd be bound.
Yeah. That would be a piece.
So which based on Hasim Ali?
Well, so where firstly? Okay. How did this Shaila come about? Agav, how did this Shaila come about? Rav Yungerman, he was makabel, ba'ava, the situation, and 20 years later he was nifter.
20 years later.
He was 20 years later. And he's a big person, and Bnei Brak, very choshev person, and thousands of people came to the shiva. One of the people who came to the shiva was the younger man from Bnei Barak.
Yep, the guy who got the
younger man from Bnei Barak. And the Yisomim, the Avelim, was saying over his story, and he said, one of the main events in his life is this situation, and the way he handled it, and he wasn't the cloud thrown off, and he said, Min HaShemayim, and they gave that. And then the younger man from Bnei Barak, chaps, that the 30,000 that he got for that giving, it was him. So now he came to the Pesach and said, am I mechuyev to be mashlim the chov to the assignment of the availing of Jungle and his institutions?
Well,
that was
so
shocking.
Okay.
What?
He's holding 30,000. He thought the guy was going to give him 30,000.
He had the right to change it. He changed it to that.
Yeah, he changed it. Yeah. Okay.
It's a Gnevus Das, isn't it?
Okay.
It's from his standpoint.
Not if he was Mokel. If he knew in the end that he gave it to him and he said, fine, you can keep it.
So that's maybe we're not talking about a Mokel. Maybe we're talking about Nevus Das. I don't
know. Okay. So that's how the Shaila came about. The younger man was at the shiva of Rab Yungerman, and therefore he chapped that, ha!
That's me.
That's me. Now, time's running out. I'm not going to continue.
No, don't keep us in
suspense. Wait, I'm just curious.
I'm not going to continue, but I'm going to continue. I'm going to say the rest of the story. The story doesn't finish there.
When he opened that envelope and saw a $30,000 check, he didn't call back the clear and say thank you, but just why did you give me $30,000?
Yeah, very good question. Now you need the hemshich of the story.
Okay.
The hemshich of the story is like this. Why did this younger man accept the 30,000 and not think anything different?
Why was there not unusual? Yeah.
He was a really good stir.
And why did he come back?
Let me tell you his story. This younger man from Bnei Barak had a daughter who was deathly ill, who needed an operation that could only be performed in America. He needed $25,000 to perform the operation, plus expenses, up to $28,000. He managed over a period of time to collect it from family and friends in Eretz Yisrael. They went out to America, and they were in the hospital, and the operation started. And now into the operation, which is supposed to last 3 hours, the doctor comes out and says, we opened her up, we're in the process of doing it, and it looks like it's going to go well. However, when we opened up, we found something which you didn't realize existed, that she's got another major problem, that's the Zekonis Nefoshes, which needs to be metapel, and you've got the choice now. Either we can finish off the operation as it is, and close her up, and then do the second operation at a different time. Or we can do it now. So she said, do it now. Oh. In order to do it now, you need to give us another $30,000.
What happened in America?
I'm an American.
It's completely illegal. It would,
that's what they said. To do that, it's $30,000. To continue the second operation.
Completely. They can't. No. They can't.
No.
That's your story.
So.
And then we'll fight later. After my phone call.
So they didn't know what to do. It took 6 months to get hold of the $25,000. I think it was the Look, you got half an hour to decide. After half an hour, then there's no more process. Okay. Okay, so then the doctors appeared, and of course they were in a very emotional state. And there happened to be in the hospital another American fumier, who saw them, and he saw there was a problem. He went over and started speaking to them. What's the problem? So he said, this is the problem. We need 30,000. So he said, look, I can tell you a few names of Gavirim. They're close by. Try, go to one of these Gavir. Here's the Gavir. Here's one of the Gavir's name. You've got a whole list of it. Go to them. See what you can do in half an hour. You never know. So he thought, no, don't know what I'm going to do. So he went, he rang on the bell, and he says, who is there? Younger man from Bnei Barak. And he receives the envelope, and in the envelope he opens up 30,000. And he said, this is not a coincidence.
That's for sure.
So he finished off the story with the, in the Shiva, and he says that this is in Zocha of the
Nifter.
Of the Nifter. So Jungermann's money didn't go to his institutions, but he saved at least there to save a life. Okay.
And we learned a lot of halacha.
Can I answer the other question?
I have a question. I think it's I mean, a bit chutzpah to carry on.
Why?
Because it's late. It's very late. Yeah.